Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic? When the storm comes, floods, typhoons, and the quiet question that follows, what can we really do to protect ourselves and the people we love?
Let's get into it. I need to tell you about something that's been on my mind.
What is it?
Yesterday evening, I was scrolling through the news and I came across the reports from Guangxi, the flooding.
I've been following that too.
I couldn't look away. There was this photo of a reservoir, the Liulan Reservoir. The dam had cracked, water was rushing through like a waterfall, and downstream, entire villages were underwater. People's homes, their belongings, their memories, their everyday lives, gone in a matter of hours.
I saw that picture too. It stayed with me all day.
The article said 61 weather stations broke their all-time rainfall records. 55 rivers were above danger levels. Over 130,000 people had to leave their homes. Some of them had only minutes to decide what to take.
130,000. That's a whole city full of people.
I read about one family. They lived in a village near Hangzhou. The water came so fast that the father only had time to grab his daughter and run to the roof. They sat there for 6 hours before a rescue boat came. His wife was rescued from a different house. They didn't know if the other was alive for almost a full day.
I can't imagine that.
Neither can I. But I tried. I sat in my room and I tried to imagine what that felt like. The sound of the water. The fear in the dark. The not knowing.
It's a heavy thing to think about.
And then they said 6 people lost their lives. 11 are still missing. Those are not just numbers. 6 families who will never be the same. 11 families waiting for news that may never come.
Silence.
I sat there in my room, my warm, dry, safe room, and I thought about those people. The mother holding her child on the roof, wondering if help would come before dark. The elderly man who couldn't leave his house in time. The young couple watching their furniture, their photos, their whole life together float away in the water.
It makes you feel helpless, doesn't it?
It does. And then I read about Typhoon Bavi.
The 9th typhoon of the season.
They're calling it a super typhoon. The wind speed at its center is 60 meters per second. That's 216 kilometers per hour. The article described it as a high-speed train rushing past your window, but for hours. The pressure inside the storm is 920 hectopascals, one of the lowest ever measured. That means it's incredibly powerful.
That's a dangerously strong storm.
And it could make landfall in the next 2 or 3 days, right after Maysak has already taken so much from so many people.
2 typhoons, one right after the other.
I closed the news app, I put my phone down on the nightstand, and I sat in the quiet for a long time. Then I thought, what would I do? If someone knocked on my door right now and said, you need to leave in 30 minutes, a typhoon is coming, what would I take? Where would I go?
That's a real question.
I looked around my room. I have a lot of things, books, clothes, a laptop, a plant that I'm trying to keep alive, but nothing that would help me in an emergency. No flashlight, no extra water, no first aid kit, no plan.
You're not alone. Most people are the same.
But that's the thing. I don't want to be like that anymore. Not because I'm scared of the storm, but because I want to be able to take care of myself. And maybe if things get really bad, I want to be able to help someone else too. A neighbor, a friend, a stranger who needs a hand.
That's a beautiful reason.
I just don't know where to start. It feels so big. The problem is so large. The news is so heavy. The storm is coming, and I'm just one person sitting in my apartment not knowing what to do.
You don't have to solve everything at once. You just have to start with one small thing.
You say that like you know from experience.
I do. 2 years ago, I lived in an apartment near the coast. A typhoon came through, not a super typhoon, just a regular storm, but it was strong enough to change how I think about things.
What happened?
The power went out. For 3 full days.
3 days?
No lights, no internet, No way to charge my phone. The elevator stopped working. The water pump stopped working, so nothing came out of the tap. I was on the fifth floor, and I had nothing prepared.
What did you have?
A bag of chips, some cookies, a few cans of beans I had bought months ago and never opened, and a phone at 40% battery.
That's not enough.
Day one was okay, honestly. The rain was loud, but also calming in a way. I sat by the window watching the storm, feeling like I was in a movie. I ate the chips. I still had phone battery. It felt almost peaceful.
Day two?
Day two was different. The chips were gone. The cookies were gone. My phone was at 15%. I started to realize I had made a mistake. I had 3 days to prepare for this storm, and I did nothing. I told myself it won't be that bad.
I do that too.
Day three was the hardest. My phone was completely dead. I had no way to contact anyone, no way to check the news, no way to know if help was coming or if the storm was getting worse. I just sat there in the dark, listening to the winds, wondering when it would end.
That must have been frightening.
Not in a dramatic way. It was quiet and lonely. I thought about my mom. She lived in another city. She didn't know where I was or if I was safe. I thought about what would happen if the situation got worse. If water started coming in, if the building was damaged, I couldn't call for help. I couldn't even send a message saying I'm okay.
That's a heavy thought.
On day four, the power came back. I charged my phone and called my mom. She answered on the first ring. She was so relieved. She said she had been worried the whole time. She almost got on a bus to come find me.
Of course she did. She's your mom.
That's when it hit me. Preparation is not about fear. It's not about being scared of the storm. It's about love.
Love?
Yes. When you prepare, you're taking care of yourself. And when you take care of yourself, you're also taking care of the people who love you. If I had a charged power bank, I could have sent my mom one message, just one. I'm okay, don't worry. That would have meant everything to her.
I never thought about it that way.
And there's another layer, too. When you're prepared, you're not a burden on the people who are trying to help. Rescue workers, firefighters, volunteers, they have limited time and resources. If you can take care of your basic needs, they can focus on people who really need help. The elderly, the sick, people in more dangerous situations.
So preparing is also a way of helping others.
Exactly. I have a colleague named Tom. You might know him. He works in accounting.
The quiet guy with glasses?
That's him. Tom has an emergency kit that could handle almost any situation. A backpack with a water filter, a solar charger for his phone, thermal blankets, a multi-tool, even a small camping stove. I used to think he was paranoid. I joked about it at lunch once.
What did he say?
He didn't get upset. He just told me his story. He started building the kit 2 years ago, one item at a time. 1 month he bought a flashlight. The next month, batteries. The month after that, a power bank. He wasn't preparing because he was afraid. He was preparing because his wife was pregnant at the time, and he wanted to make sure she and their baby would be safe no matter what.
That's not paranoia, that's love.
That's exactly what it is. He wasn't preparing for the worst. He was preparing to be there for the people he loves. That's what an emergency kit really is. It's not a collection of survival gear. It's a promise. It says, I will be okay. And I will be here for you.
I want that. I want to be able to say that to the people I care about. When I was reading about the floods and the typhoon, I came across so many words, words I kind of knew but couldn't really use in a sentence. Can we go through them?
Let's do that. 10 words, each one, will help you understand what's happening and what you can do. Take your time.
Number one, a flood.
Flood. It's a noun and a verb. A flood is when water covers land that is normally dry. The heavy rain caused severe flooding in many towns in Guangxi. When we say the river flooded the village, it means the water rose up and covered the houses and streets.
So flood is both the water itself and the action of the water covering things?
Yes. The flood was deep. That's a noun. The water flooded the first floor. That's a verb.
Number two, a typhoon.
Typhoon. A very large, powerful storm with extremely strong winds. We call it a typhoon here in Asia. In America, they call it a hurricane. Different name, same kind of storm. Typhoon Bobby is expected to bring strong winds and heavy rain to the coast.
And a super typhoon means it's even stronger than a regular one.
Yes, it means the wind speeds are extremely high, dangerous for anyone in its path.
Number three, an emergency kit.
Emergency kit. A bag or box where you keep things you might need during an emergency. Every family should have an emergency kit with water, food, and a flashlight. Some people call it a go bag because you grab it and go when you need to leave quickly.
So it's like a small bag of things that can help you survive for a few days.
Exactly. Nothing fancy, just the basics.
Number four, to evacuate.
Evacuate, a verb. It means to leave a place because it's no longer safe to stay. The government ordered everyone near the coast to evacuate before the typhoon made landfall. The noun form is evacuation. The evacuation of the village took 6 hours.
That's what the people in Guangxi had to do. Leave everything behind and go somewhere safe.
Yes, and it takes courage to do that, to leave your home, not knowing if it will still be there when you come back.
Number five, a warning.
Warning, a message that tells you something dangerous may happen. The Weather Bureau issued a red warning for the coastal areas. Warnings come in different levels: blue, yellow, orange, red. Red is the most serious.
When I see a red warning on my phone, I should pay attention.
Yes. A warning is not meant to scare you. It's meant to give you time. Time to prepare. Time to move to a safer place. A warning is a gift.
I like that. Number six, a shelter.
Shelter. A safe place during an emergency. During the flood, thousands of people found shelter in schools and sports centers. A shelter is not a home, but it keeps you safe from the storm.
Knowing where the nearest shelter is, that's one thing I can do this week.
A very good idea.
Number seven, a power outage.
Power outage. When the electricity stops working. The typhoon caused a power outage that lasted 3 days. You can also say blackout. Without power, there's no light, no way to cook, no way to charge your phone.
That's what you experienced.
Yes, that's why a flashlight and a charged power bank are two of the most important things to have. They give you light and connection.
Number eight, first aid.
First aid, basic medical care that you can give before a doctor or nurse arrives. I keep a first aid kit in my home with bandages and medicine for small cuts. In an emergency, you might need to clean a wound or stop some bleeding before professional help comes.
A small first aid kit doesn't cost much, and it could really matter.
It absolutely could.
Number nine, to prepare.
Prepare, a verb meaning to get ready for something before it happens. It is wise to prepare for the typhoon season before it begins. The noun form is preparation. A small amount of preparation can make a very big difference when an emergency comes.
Preparation is what this whole conversation is about.
It is. And the good news is that preparation doesn't have to be big. Small preparations add up.
And number 10, rescue.
Rescue. To save someone from a dangerous situation. It can be a verb. The firefighters rescued a family from the flood. Or a noun. The rescue took several hours because of the strong currents.
Rescue workers are very brave.
They are. They run toward danger while everyone else runs away. And one way we can help them is by being prepared ourselves, so they can focus on the people who need the most help.
I never thought of it that way. When I prepare, I'm not just helping myself. I'm helping the people who would come to save me.
That's right. Preparation is not just about survival. It's about community. It's about caring for each other.
Thank you. These words feel different now. They're not abstract anymore. They're real.
Words are tools. When you have the right words, you can think more clearly. And when you can think clearly, you can act wisely. So, real talk.
Yes.
The news from Guangxi is heavy. 6 lives lost. Families changed forever, and Typhoon Bobby is still coming. We can't change that, but we can change how we respond.
I made a list. These are small things. Anyone can do them, and each one is a way of saying, I care about myself. I care about the people who love me.
Let's hear them.
1. Buy one flashlight. Not an expensive one. A simple one. Put it in a drawer you can remember. If the power goes out, you will have light. That one small piece of light can calm your heart.
One flashlight. That's all it takes to start.
2. Fill one bottle of water, just one. Put it next to the flashlight. If nothing happens, you can drink it next weekend and refill it. But if something does happen, that bottle is a gift to yourself.
One bottle. It's a small act of kindness to future you.
3. Take a photo of your important documents, your ID, your passport, your rental agreement. Keep the photo on your phone and in the cloud. If you have to leave quickly, your identity travels with you.
I did this after my power outage. It took less than a minute.
4. Keep your power bank charged. Most of us have one. Plug it in tonight. A charged phone is your connection to help, to information, to the people who love you.
A charged phone means you can say, I'm okay.
5. Learn the address of one emergency shelter near your home. Just search online. You don't need to visit. Just know where it is. That knowledge is a quiet comfort.
It's like having a door in your mind that you can open if you need to.
6. Have one conversation with your family or the people you live with. Ask them, if something happens, where should we meet? 5 minutes. That's all it takes.
A meeting point. When my power went out and I couldn't call anyone, I wished I had agreed on a meeting point with someone.
7. Remember that you don't need a perfect emergency kit. You don't need a military backpack with 15 compartments. You need the basics, and the basics are enough.
The basics are enough. Say that again.
The basics are enough. A flashlight, some water, some food, a first aid kit, a way to stay connected. That's it. 8. This is the most important one. Preparing is not about fear. It's not about expecting the worst. It's about hope. It's about believing that even when things get hard, you can face them, not alone, but with the people around you and with a few small things you prepared in advance.
Hope with hands. That's what preparation is.
This weekend, I will buy a flashlight. I will fill a bottle of water. I will put them in a bag. And I will put that bag in my closet. It's a small thing, but it's my way of saying, I am here, I matter, and I will take care of myself.
And the people who love you will feel that.
One small thing. That's enough. You don't have to do everything. You just have to do something. And something is always better than nothing.
Always.
So here is my question for you, listener. What is your one thing? A flashlight? A bottle of water? A conversation with your family? Pick one. Do it this weekend, not because you are scared, but because you care about yourself, about your family, about the people who would worry about you, because caring is the most human thing we can do. All right, that's our show for today. Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.